Welcome to Mystic Access,
where the magic is in learning.
The following program is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact us, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. Call us 716-543-3323. Email us info@mysticaccess.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mysticaccess. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the program.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lisa Salinger, and I'm pleased to have this opportunity to walk you through the Voice Dream Reader app. This is a very versatile app, and I hope that by the time we're done, you will like and appreciate it as much as I do. Voice Dream Reader is the first in a series of apps by Voice Dream. There is Voice Dream Reader, of course, which is an app that will read text or audio, and it is useful to people who are blind and visually impaired. However, it was first designed for students with dyslexia, beginning readers, and people who were commuting and so couldn't actually read the screen. A few blind people got a hold of the app, realized what a wonderful thing it could be, and contacted the developer. From there, some more accessibility features were implemented, and VoiceDream is the app that we know today. At the time of this tutorial, we are using VoiceDream Reader 4, which is a major update to the app. For the most part, I will not be going into details like, this is how it was done in VoiceDream Reader 3, and now this is how it's done in VoiceDream Reader 4. I will certainly give you the tools and the information to be able to bridge the gap. But if you are new to VoiceDream Reader, it doesn't seem that there would be a whole lot of sense in confusing you with two pieces of information, namely, the way things were and the way they are now. Having said that, though, there are a few things you need to know when you update VoiceDream Reader. If you have purchased voices, specifically from Ivona and Acapella, you will need to update those. You'll also need to update the other VoiceDream Reader apps that you have. As I said a little bit ago, VoiceDream Reader is only the first in a suite of apps. There is also VoiceDream Writer, and that is a powerful tool for editing. Mystic Access also has a tutorial on the use of this program. In addition, there is VoiceDream Mail, which is what it sounds like. It's an email program. And finally, there is the Voice Pack. This is simply a set of two more popular voices, which was combined into the Voice Pack to make purchasing for educational institutions a bit easier. In any case, when you update VoiceDream Reader, you will need to update those apps as well and the voices. Because VoiceDream Reader is so versatile, there will be situations where certain features will not be usable or necessary for people who are blind. For example, we wouldn't really benefit from having the text under each word highlighted as it was read. For this reason, only those features of particular use to those who use VoiceOver will be discussed in this tutorial. VoiceDream Reader can read a number of formats and does quite a nice job. As of the time of recording, VoiceDream Reader reads Adobe PDF books, DRM free EPUB books, DAISY text or audio books, and they must be in zip format when they're loaded, plain text files, Microsoft Word, both DOC and DOCX, Microsoft PowerPoint, both PPT and PPTX, Apple Pages, Apple Keynote, HTM, HTML, and rich text formats. Concerning audio formats, VoiceDream Reader will play MP3, MP4, and M4A. A few things to keep in mind. DRM stands for Digital Right Management, and books with DRM protection, such as iBooks, Kindle, Nook, Adobe, OverDrive, and others cannot be opened in VoiceDream Reader because they are protected. Also, if a DAISY book contains both audio and text, VoiceDream Reader only retains the text version. I have a freshly installed copy of VoiceDream Reader, and let's go through the process of opening it for the first time. Your experience will be similar whether you have just upgraded from your current version to version 4, or whether you have just purchased it from the App Store.
VoiceDream. Double tap to open.
And I will double tap. You will notice that I am using Alex text-to-speech. One of the new updates in this version of VoiceDream Reader is that if you choose, you can now use Alex as one of your voices while reading. I have seen some installations of VoiceDream Reader where I had to double tap next a time or two. Either way, the installation is very seamless. My advice to you, whether you are installing this app for the first time or whether you've used it before, is to relax. Yes, it's easier said than done. I can tell you from experience that I was not following my own advice when I thought that certain features I held dear had been removed. They weren't actually removed. It's just that the location, or possibly the wording describing them, was changed a little bit. You'll find that all the features that you used and loved are still here, with many new enhancements as well. The first screen we're going to look at is the main screen of VoiceDream Reader. So if you haven't already installed the app, now would be a good time to do that so that you can follow along in the upcoming sections.